Pelham Town Council agreed during its May 17 meeting that there was no need for a four-sided clock tower as part of the new addition to Town Hall. The three-clock face tower on a square structure has been constructed as part of ongoing renovation work to the Fonthill Building. Initial plans called for only a three-face clock because the west clock face was believed to be obstructed. However, an updated staff report on the renovation stated that perhaps a west side clock could be added after all, at an additional price tag of $20,107. That seems excessive, Ward 3 Councillor Shelley Nisnik said. I don't think adding a fourth clock is necessary, Deputy Mayor John Wink added. If we want to see the time, we whip out our phones and there it is. Mayor Marvin Junkin then joked that they could possibly put a picture of the mayor. Work on Town Hall is nearing completion, and Sow David Cribbs tentatively pointed to June 22 as a reopening date. Drainage saga continues. Council turned cameras off and met in closed session regarding the ongoing flooding concerns in the Far and River Roads area. In earlier debate, Junkin pointed out that a landowner in the area previously constructed a berm on their land to offset flooding. That berm was later requested to be removed by the town in order to facilitate drainage on Far Road, which the landowner complied with. Junkin wanted to discuss legal ramifications should the road flood now, which he believes could happen in the very near future. Single-lot housing development has exacerbated drainage problems in the area, with the town likely to investigate the cost of constructing a municipal drain, something usually only reserved for planned, authorized subdivisions. Living wage stipulation? Staff provided a report to council on ensuring living wages for all municipal employees, with cost implications to the town expected back in August. Only four non-union part-time positions and two unionized positions in Pelham currently do not meet that threshold, which is defined by the Ontario Living Wage Network as $19.80 per hour in the Niagara region, $4.30 more than the provincial minimum wage. While Pelham does not dictate what outside contractors pay their staff, the contracts likely to be impacted by the change if a living wage certification is enacted, are assumed to be snow removal and grass cutting, custodial workers and security services. The town would not be required to open existing contracts to renegotiate the living wage, but a living wage clause would need to be included in future contracts to become a certified living wage employer. Only six municipalities are presently certified as living wage employers in Ontario, including St. Catharines. REC Master Plan Update. Council heard an update regarding the town's recreation master plan following its initial April 19 presentation by Monteith Brown Planning Consultants. A subsequent resident survey received just over 400 responses, while a public open house drew approximately 15 people. Suggestions included drainage improvements to Harold Black Park and support for renovating the Marlene Stewart Strite Park swimming pool. Cribb said the final plan could be brought to council in the summer, with budget items prioritized from there. Tax levy for 2023. Niagara Region was scheduled to approve its tax rate bylaw on Thursday. For Pelham, a bit more than an additional $1.1 million in taxes will be collected from ratepayers. The region took over transit operations effective this year. Stopping Harassment and Abuse by Local Leaders Act. Councillors passed a motion to support Stopping Harassment and Abuse by Local Leaders Act. The proposed bill would require the Code of Conduct for municipal councillors and members of local boards to include a requirement to comply with workplace violence and harassment policies. In addition, the bill would permit municipalities and local boards to direct the Integrity Commissioner to apply to the court to vacate a member's seat if the commissioner's inquiry determines that the member has contravened the workplace and harassment policies. Odds and ends. Council received a presentation from Kaylee Pyatt, MPAC Account Manager, Municipal and Stakeholder Relations. The presentation highlighted the work provided by MPAC to municipalities across Ontario to provide property assessment data. MPAC provides a property database and conducts property valuation updates and reassessments. The current property assessments are based on the market value on January 1, 2016, legislative valuation date. The direct comparison approach is used to analyze recent sales of comparable properties sold for a similar property location. Lot size, quality of construction, square footage and age of property are the five major factors. Property owners can visit www.aboutmyproperty.ca to ensure that the information on their property is up to date or request a reconsideration or appeal. Resources from MPAC are available to continue providing residents with information on how assessments impact property taxes. www.mpac.ca. Council has proclaimed May 2023 as Brain Tumor Awareness Month. The causes of and cures for brain tumors are unknown, and early detection and treatment are vital to prolong and improve survival. The Brain Tumor Foundation of Canada's mission is to reach every Canadian affected by a brain tumor through support, education, information and research. Additional information can be found at www.pelham.ca/n/town-hall/proclamations.aspx. Humberstone Landfill Site, Public Liaison Committee, is an advisory committee to the Niagara Region Council reporting through the Waste Management Planning Steering Committee, an arm of the Public Works Committee, on matters related to the Humberstone Landfill Site in the City of Welland and other related issues associated with the operations of the landfill site. Council appointed Councillor Bob Hildebrandt to serve on the advisory committee. The Old Pelham Town Hall, located at the corner of Memorial Drive and Canberra Road, is an important but potentially underutilized community asset and recreational space, owned and operated by the Town of Pelham, according to a town statement. As part of their strategic plan, Council is focusing on maximizing the use of town facilities. Council has directed staff to prepare a report on the current use of the Old Pelham Town Hall and investigate the feasibility of repurposing it as a cultural center for purposes such as an art gallery, archive, museum, theater space, and other possibilities. Council directed staff to explore potential grant funding opportunities to support possible repurposing and include such options within the report in the third quarter of 2023. Staff were also directed to include in the 2024 budget funding to engage a consultant to perform a building condition assessment providing estimates on the required capital upgrades to achieve accessibility and zero environmental impact for Council's consideration.